The 13th key to peak performance selling is handling objections effectively. The fact is that objections are good. Objections indicate interest. Successful sales have twice as many objections as unsuccessful sales. To handle objections effectively, you should hear them out completely without interrupting. Remember, listening builds trust, even with objections. You should compliment the objection by saying, "That's a good question. Let me see if I can answer it for you." Here are three responses you can use to any objection. First, you can pause, smile, and then ask the words, "How do you mean?" This question is almost impossible not to answer. You can use it over and over again in a sales conversation. "How do you mean?" Or, "How do you mean exactly?" Another response to an objection can be, "Obviously you have a good reason for saying that. Do you mind if I ask what it is?" Often the customer does not have a good reason for objecting, and this will help to clarify that. You can alternate this question with the question, "How do you mean?" Or, "Obviously you have a good reason for saying that. Do you mind if I ask what it is?" The third way you can handle objections is by using the feel, felt, found method. When a customer says something like, "It costs too much," you can reply by saying, "I understand exactly how you feel. Others felt the same way when they first heard the price, but this is what they found when they began using our product or service." You then go on to explain that the benefits to the customer are greatly in excess of the added cost that the customer has to pay. Feel, felt, found. One final point with regard to objections. Fully 94% of sales in America are made on a non-price basis. Virtually every objection on the basis of price, therefore, is made for a reason other than price. Your job is to find the real reason.